plate a potential nugget.
Let's come back to Sarfoji, Pradeep. You spoke about him earlier. He was adopted as an 11-year-old boy by Tuljaji, the then ruler of Tanjore. And you say that he, you know, a big part of the kingdom was taken away from him and he was given a small area of 30 square kilometers and he got an annual grant. Of course, it was 3.5 lakh rupees in those days, which is non-trivial. But I think you go on to say that he could have very well wasted his life, but he chose within his limited sphere of influence to be a role model leader for today till his death in 1832. Can you say more about his life and some of the choices he made under the circumstances?
Sure, Deepak. So in whether it's Sarfoji or Janara or Alibhai Holkar, we have to also look at it in the contrast of what they could have done. I think that's an important question. So choices that they had to live an easier life and how they've lived a life of more value to the people around them.
Hmm.
So if you look at Sarfoji, like I said, he had a fairly generous pension. He was the ruler of Tanjore Fort, which is not even, 30, 40 square kilometers. That's about it.
Hmm.
But here was a man who was so scholarly. He got books from abroad. He built a library, and the library has a phenomenal diversity of collections. You have art, philosophy, history, you have literature, you have water divining, you have medicine, food. The range is enormous. And not only did he do that, he was also passionate about building a navy. He built a lighthouse. He was passionate about education, about girls' education. And he went to the Cyprus looking at if girls weren't enrolling in schools, he found out that it was because they weren't women teachers. So he went and enrolled women teachers at that point of time. If kids weren't interested in geography, then he created plays based on all earlier genres of Tamil poetry, bringing geography to life through a play, through a music, dance, drama. So, and he started a printing press because there weren't enough books available. If he had to fix the medical problem, he went and learned how to do surgeries himself. He was a qualified eye surgeon himself, kept meticulous documentation of how the eyes looked before the surgery and after the surgery. So clearly a man who could have wasted his life away doing nothing and sitting in the palace and enjoying life, said, no, in what little I have, let me do what I can. I think that's a good lesson for us to live in the lockdowns, right? That, we are cut off from many, many things that we would normally like to do, but we have that gift of time. What can we do differently in that?
Subsequent to this conversation with Pradeep, I researched around Sarfoji a little bit. Let me read a short paragraph which makes the point quite eloquently. In the history of pre-Victorian India, Sarfoji's name often shows up as somebody who was a great savant and a humanist, a man who was far ahead of his times. During his time, Tanjore was one of the most developed princely states in the Indian subcontinent. While many rajas were engrossed in fighting and civil wars, Sarfoji ushered in an era of peace, prosperity and scientific development, and pioneered new administrative and educational reforms. His vision helped Tanjore forge ahead of other princely states and advance into a new age and emerge as a fitting competitor to European nations. Now, I was also curious about this because my ancestors hailed from Tanjore, I must say. So this was very interesting for me to note personally. But back to what Pradeep says, what strikes me is that each one of us has a choice. We can be engrossed in fighting battles, literally or metaphorically, or we can usher in an era of peace, prosperity and development, whatever the term means to us in our world. In knowing that there is a choice lies the opportunity. Thank you for listening.